السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: احفظ الله يحفظك، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has designed the system of this world in such a manner that for disasters, calamities to occur, this is part and parcel of the system of this world. Just reflecting over the past couple of weeks, it was not long when a certain youth was involved in a very serious and fatal motorbike accident. Until today, he remains in a critical condition in hospital. Few days had passed that the news was received that an individual, the day before Eid, lost his life again in a car which went on fire. A few days after that, news was received that again a car accident took place, and there are a few individuals who are in a critical condition in hospital. And yesterday the world woke up to the news that approximately more than 240 individuals lost their lives due to the fatal accident of the aeroplane, the Air India flight. And these sort of incidents continue to occur and will continue to occur. One of the points which we should keep in mind is that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us methods in which we can gain protection from such calamities. And from amongst them, the first is that a person, he refrains from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He completely removes sin from his life. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised his young cousin brother, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhumah, that ihfadillah yahfadhka. Safeguard the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard you. So if we want the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the best way to gain the protection of Allah is that we refrain from disobeying Him and we carry out the commandments which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to carry out. Thereafter, there are many other prescriptions which we find throughout the glorious Quran and throughout the collection of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that when an individual leaves his home, then at that time, if he was to read this dua and this supplication, Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. بسم الله in the name of Allah. توكلت على الله. I have full reliance and conviction in Allah. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There is no power and there is no might except with Allah. When an individual reads this dua when he leaves the home, then an angel is appointed to reply to this individual with the words, قَدْ هُدِيتَ وَوُقِيتَ وَكُفِيتَ. You have been guided, you have been protected, and you have been sufficed for. So upon this, one shaitan says to another shaitan, that how are you going to mislead and misguide that individual who has been guided, who has been sufficed for, and who has been protected? In this dua, the commentators of the hadith mention that by reading this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect this individual from all religious calamities as well as all worldly calamities. So when a person leaves his home, he has no idea as to what is coming his way. There will be many challenges throughout the day. If it is a journey, there will be many challenges in the journey. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has mentioned, As-safaru qita'atun min al-adab. That traveling is a part of punishment. So from the adab and punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one segment of punishment is when a person travels. Why? يَمْنَعُ أَحَدَكُمْ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. That when a person is traveling, he cannot feel that same ease which he feels when he is at home. His food has to change, his drink has to change, his sleeping pattern has to change. This is why when a person travels, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that as soon as you have fulfilled the objective of your journey, then you should return back home. Because sukoon and peace and tranquility has been kept in the house. Wallahu ja'ala lakum min buyutikum sakana. Allah Ta'ala says that these houses of yours, we have made them a means of peace and tranquility. And because Allah Ta'ala has placed peace and tranquility in your own home, another individual could be living in a mansion. But you will not find that peace and tranquility in his mansion that you will find in your own small hut. You cannot find the same peace and tranquility in a 5-star hotel which you will find in your own house, even though your house may be very simple. And if we study the Quran, we find that in a second place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these nights that Allah ta'ala has given us, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارُ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. That these nights, Allah Ta'ala says that we have placed sukoon, peace and tranquility in the night. So one is that individual who tries to sleep during the day. And the second is that one who will sleep in the night. The tranquility that a person will receive with the sleep of the night, he can never gain that with the sleep of the day. And number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place mentions that the spouses that we have given you, these spouses, they are also a means of peace and tranquility for you. The Mufassirin mention that when a person is in his own house and it is night and at that time he is with his spouse, then that is the pinnacle of peace and tranquility that a person can gain and achieve. So when a person is traveling, this is a form of adab and punishment also, because many things will be out of his control. It will not be as when he is at home. But because a person will have to travel due to certain reasons, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that when you do travel, then before traveling, before embarking on a journey, you should perform 2 rakat salah at home, optional salah, and you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance and protection from all calamities in that journey of yours. When you leave the house, you should say, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. This again will become a means of protection from all calamities in the journey. And thereafter, when you board the vehicle, whether it's a car, whether it's a van, whether it's an aeroplane, whatever the vehicle is, then at the time of boarding the vehicle, we have been taught many du'as. Those who know the du'as should read these du'as. For example, one du'a we have been taught, which is in the Quran, is Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. This dua should be read. Besides this dua, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us other duas. Allahumma hawwin safarana hadha. Oh Allah, make this journey easy for us. Watwi anna bu'da. Oh Allah, shorten the distance of this journey for us. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min wa'tha'is safari. Oh Allah, we seek refuge in you from all the different types of difficulties which a person could endure in this journey. وَكَآبَةِ الْمُنذَرِ. And O Allah, we seek refuge in you from any difficulty or any calamity occurring during this journey. وَسُوءِ الْمُنْقَلَمِ فِي الْمَالِ وَالْأَهْلِ وَالْوَلَدِ. And O Allah, we seek refuge in you that any evil takes place in our family or our properties or our children that we have left behind. So look how beneficial these du'as are if they were to be recited before we embark on any journey. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi hadha safar al-bir wa taqwa wa min al-amali ma tarda. That O Allah, we ask from you in this journey of ours that we are able to live with piety and with taqwa. We do not commit any sins. Rather, we carry out good deeds during this journey. وَمِنَ الْعَمَلِ مَا تَرْضَى. And during this journey, we only do those deeds which are going to please you. So a person should supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before embarking on any journey. And he should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this journey which he is embarking upon, this journey becomes a means of him pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is protected from all calamities during this journey, whether it be from a religious point of view or whether it be from a worldly point of view. And thereafter, when a person embarks on this journey, then at all times he should keep in mind that my Allah, he is the one who has full control over what happens in this journey. When he will have this concern, when a person will have this correct way of thinking, then he will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is traveling, then at that time he should also remind himself that he is a traveler and his actual destination is the akhirah and in the hereafter. So just as he has made many preparations for this journey, which is from a destination, which is from a departure lounge to his destination. For example, he's traveling from London to another country. For this small journey, this person has made so much preparations, many days in advance, many weeks in advance. Then at that time, he should also remind himself that we have a much greater journey, which is the journey to the akhirah, the journey to the hereafter. So what preparations have I made for that journey which is the ultimate journey? Just as in this world, if we have not made preparations, then we will find much difficulty during the journey. Then imagine if we have not made preparations for that journey which is going to go to the akhirah. So a person should always have this deeni mindset. Even when it comes to traveling, he should remind himself of the journey to the akhirah. So these are some ways a person can protect himself from calamities in general as well as when he is traveling. The number one, you save yourself from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, before embarking on a journey, you ensure that you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you read the supplications, the masnoon supplications which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Number three, Ayatul Kursi. The commentators of the Quran mentioned regarding Ayatul Kursi that hiya harisatun min al-afat. that when a person recites Ayatul Kursi, it becomes a means of protection from all calamities. So by reciting Ayatul Kursi, a person will be protected from all calamities and all difficulties. So we should try to recite Ayatul Kursi at least once during the day, so that Allah Ta'ala protects us from all calamities and all difficulties. But having said that, if after taking all of these precautions, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for an individual and the calamity or the catastrophe has been written that it is definitely going to take place, then none of this will be able to protect us, but that calamity, which in the apparent may seem as a calamity, for us will be a gift and it will not be a calamity, because we have done everything to save us from a calamity. So an accident could take place, but that accident for you and I will not be a calamity. It will be a gift and a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the reflections that we can take away, one is that those individuals who were present on that plane yesterday, there must have been different categories. You could have had one individual who did not even have iman. So an individual who leaves the world in that situation without iman, then you and I know, in light of the Quran and Hadith, that there is no hope for an individual like that. As for those who left with iman, then it could have, there must have been many scenarios. There could have been an individual who at that given time was doing something to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody could have been sat there reciting the Quran when that accident took place. For such an individual, this is a gift that he has left this world in an amazing condition whilst reciting the Quran. And there could have been another individual who was worried about what's on the in-flight entertainment. And whilst watching something he should not have been watching, he could have left this world. So this is also a lesson for you and I, that when we are traveling, we need to be very careful that at any moment, life can be taken away from us. Are we doing that which will be a means of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we engaged in something which is going to be a means of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And another reflection we can take is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a human being, when he comes into this world, he has many aspirations, many dreams, that in life, this is what I want to achieve. And thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make us understand this, he drew a straight line. So the line, a straight line was drawn. And after drawing this straight line, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew another line which was going across. Now this line which was straight was more longer in comparison to one that was going across. And thereafter the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this straight line which is going till here, these are the aspirations and the dreams of a human being. And this line which is going across, this is his death. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has only decreed for this person to live till here. But he is dreaming, for example, if Allah Ta'ala has written for him that he is going to leave this world at the age of 30, he has already made plans that at the age of 35, this is what I am going to do. At the age of 40, this is what I am going to do. At the age of 45, this is what I am going to do. Once my children are married, this is what I am going to do. Not realizing that Allah Ta'ala has already decreed for him death, which is far more earlier and before all of these plans which he has made. And when we read some of the accounts of some of the passengers, then this is what we come across, that there were individuals who had spent many, many years planning their dream life in the UK. And for this, they had spent years upon years. And finally, they sat on that seat in the plane, thinking to themselves that in a few hours we will be landing in London, and that dream life for which we have been preparing for so many years, that dream life is about to begin. Not knowing that they are not even going to be leaving the country, and within a few moments they will be going into the Akhirah. So what a great lesson for you and I, that you and I could be sitting here making dreams, having aspirations, making plans, that this is what I am going to be doing in 10 years time. And for that, I am going to make this sacrifice and this sacrifice and this sacrifice, not knowing that this could be our final day in this world. So this is the reality of life. And a mu'min and a believer, he takes lessons from whatever happens. So if we are clever, if we are intelligent, then we will take lessons from here. That just as these people, they had great dreams and great aspirations, but they never got the opportunity to fulfill those dreams and aspirations. Well, there is no difference between them and us. If Allah Ta'ala has decreed the same for us, the same could happen to us. Yes, there is one difference. And that is that our dreams and aspirations, are they connected to the world or are they connected to the akhirah and the hereafter? If they are connected to the world and we never get an opportunity to fulfill those dreams and aspirations, then we have lost everything. All that effort that we exerted is going to be left here in this world and we will gain nothing. But if that dream and aspiration was connected to the akhirah and the hereafter, for example, a person had been planning that I am going to open a masjid, or I am going to open a darul ulum, I am going to open a madrasa, I am going to open an orphanage, and thereafter I am going to do this work and this work, and this many people will benefit from it. And the next second he was to die. Then these dreams and aspirations, according to his niyyah and intention, Allah Ta'ala is going to reward him, and everything will be written in his book of good deeds. Therefore, we should have great dreams and great aspirations when it comes to dini efforts and religious attainments and religious things. But when it comes to worldly achievements, then a person should not dream so far ahead. Rather, he should think to himself that how much do I need to get through this day? That is sufficient for me. And thereafter, he should think to himself that everything else for me is in the akhirah and in the hereafter. So these are just some reflections from these incidents which take place, that as believers we should take a lesson and we should take heed from this, and we should always remind ourselves that death could be round the corner. At any moment a person could leave this world. So for this reason we should always remain prepared for the akhirah and the hereafter. Such a death for a believer is always a gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant such individuals martyrdom. We make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He will grant them a lofty rank in Jannah and Paradise. But for that person who was disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was not living his life in accordance to the pleasure of Allah, who left this world without iman, then what hope can we have for such individuals? So at all times we should keep this in mind, that life is not something that you can take for guarantee. Another final lesson which comes to mind, a final point, is that whenever you leave the home, that at that time we should be on good terms with our family members. Sometimes a person becomes angry or for whatever reason and he just leaves the home. He may say something very bitter, maybe to his spouse, maybe to his children, to the people in the house, not realizing that this is the last moment you are leaving the house. It's possible that you may never come back. So do you really want it to be that this is the final conversation you have? So when you leave the home, then you should think to yourself that I don't even have guarantee if I am going to return again. So always stay on good terms, especially with those people who are very close to you. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us all the ability to understand whatever has been said. And may He grant us the realization of the points that have been mentioned. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to practice upon the deen and to understand the deen. Because it's when a person understands the deen and practices upon the deen that he will be able to navigate through the challenges of this world, and thereafter he will be able to gain the success in the akhirah and the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakallah. Please stand up in your places and make the rows. Stand close together and fill in all the empty cups. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
Brothers are reminded tomorrow after Asr Salah, a weekly Darsi Quran will take place. All brothers are requested to participate. And on your way out, you are requested to donate generously towards the running cost of the masjid.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني، ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله، ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين. اللهم اجعل حج الحجاج حجا مبرورا، وسعيهم سعيا مشكورا، وذنبهم ذنبا مغفورا، وتجارتهم تجارة لن تبور. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم، اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي يخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا اللهم اشفنا ولا 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 ولا